Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, radio podcast now on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download it, Apple Podcasts, etc. We are the passionate show that gives you the latest medical news of the week and especially what it means to you. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. Are veggie chips or straws healthier than potato chips? No, they aren't, but it is great advertising. Good blood pressure and blood sugar can break and prevent heart block. What do we mean by heart block and what is that? Drinking red wine for heart health? Well, maybe you should listen to this before you toast red wine, or maybe you'll want to choose white wine preferentially. Improvements in the U.S. air quality and remember, Richard Nixon started, but improvements prior to the Trump administration, rollbacks are saving thousands of lives a year. Will the Trump EPA rollbacks cost you your life? And what you can do about that. Weight training may help reduce hot flashes, and seniors who feel their life has purpose live longer. Those are the top news stories of the week. This is 947A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Let's get in to the individuals. It's not just soda, but any sugared beverage that has a tax on it decreases use of that beverage. In Philadelphia, 64% decreased purchases of sugared soda when they put a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on it. That's about the amount of health care cost increases from a single sugar, the health economists tell us. So they're matching cost with benefit. Or costs with hazard, I guess you'd say it. But it decreased the use by 64% in Philadelphia. People went outside, so net decrease was 38% in sugared beverages in and around the Philadelphia area. Coffee's good without sugar. Is that a good use of your tax money, a good way to raise money? Yeah, you betcha it is, according to the health economists. This is putting cost and use cost, that is, the cost to provide you care and the cost of the beverage and matching them. Veggie chips are just largely, or veggie straws, are largely potato starch with a sprinkling of color added, whether from kale or spinach or carrots, but it is so small. As essentially what you're getting is potato chips that are fried. That's right. The veggie straws look healthier. The veggie chips look healthier, but they're deep fried and they kill you anyway. Don't have them. Don't fall for the false marketing. If you want great tasting veggies, cut it up, bake it yourself, put a little olive oil on it, put a little rosemary on it, put it on a baking pan, heat it to a crisp 275 for 25 minutes, turn it over, shake it a little bit, another 25 minutes. You get great things that taste exactly like French fries, except they're healthy. Could hypnotherapy be an alternative to opiates for pain? Yes, for some people, hypnotherapy works great. Try it if you need pain therapy. So with chronic pain therapy, a lot of things seem to be working other than just opiates. Smokers have a higher risk for multiple strokes. You probably knew that. But if you don't quit, the second stroke in these 3,069 stroke survivors was a 62% increased risk of those who didn't quit had a second stroke within a short period of time. So a stroke is not just a warning sign to quit, but it is that as well. Let's look at the next item here. And the next item is, what do you think it is? It is good blood pressure and blood sugar levels decrease your heart block risk. What do we mean by that? Well, let me tell you what we mean by that. If you have normal blood pressure, you prevent This is unbelievable, the data. You prevent, what do you think? What percent of strokes? Heart block. Well, let's first talk about what heart block is. Heart block is the normal electrical activity of your heart sends a message from the SA node through your atrial ventricular node to the ventricle, which then causes the heart muscle to contract. Heart block is when there's a stoppage of that passageway someplace. Turns out that high blood pressure causes almost 50% of those, 48%. So just getting normal blood pressure would eliminate 50% of the need for treatment of heart block. And getting a normal blood sugar, it's another 30%. Amazing. The two together, almost 60% of all heart block wouldn't need to be treated. So prevent it by normalizing your blood pressure. And this is a big, serious thing. It's the need for a pacemaker, etc. And a defibrillator. So sometimes you get abnormal rhythms if you've got heart block that stimulates something bad happening. In any case, the point is that what you want to do is prevent heart block if you can, and you can do that. That's how important managing your blood pressure is. It's absolutely key. Now, let's talk about red wine versus white wine versus spirits versus beer. Makes no difference. The red wine story was a fake. The guy made full professor at Yale. Then he got promoted to a department chairman at the University of Connecticut. Then he got promoted to a prison. Why did he get promoted to a prison? Because he had fraudulently submitted data on a grant that allowed him to conclude that resveratrol from the redness of the grapes was a benefit. It would have been if he had 180 bottles of wine and took the resveratrol from that and infused it into his body, but he didn't, thank God, because 180 bottles of wine might have killed him, probably would have killed him. So this is something, it is the alcohol that's a benefit, and the proper amount is a small amount of alcohol. Excuse me for a second while I take another gulp of coffee. I really like coffee. Next story of good. Colon cancer increases when Medicaid arrives. It's not as big an increase as you'd expect, but it is a sizable increase. Can the bacteria in your belly ease your worrying mind? And the answer is yes. There are 21 studies looking at anxiety. And in the majority of those, having a healthier gut bacteria did decrease anxiety. Now, how do you get that? It was basically from fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut and that type of thing. But probiotics, specific probiotics, seem to help as well. We just aren't far enough along to say there's a specific probiotic for an infection and a specific probiotic for anxiety and another one for stress. But that will be coming. Air quality improved substantially since 1971 when Nixon signed the EPA. Remember, it was a Republican who started this. Unfortunately, it's a Republican now, Trump, who seems to be weakening the standards considerably. But the number of premature deaths fell by about 40% from 12,600 to now less than 7,200 that are due to particulate matter. 15,000 serious illnesses down from 27,000 people needing disability due to particulate air matter. But all of this stuff has been weakened under this current administration. Write your senator, write your congressman to strengthen the EPA, because we can have clean energy. You don't have to burn fossil fuels in a way that causes particulates. Until 2016, we were really going down in this and down in the particulate production. We need to resume that, especially if you live in a place near a power plant or near a steel mill or someplace that uses the energy like this. We do in Cleveland, and Cleveland's air has dramatically improved. We do in Riverside, California, and that air has, almost all the air in America has dramatically improved over the last 40 years. Unfortunately, it may be going backwards now. What's the most effective sunscreen? You don't have to get more than a SPF 30, but get a micronized zinc. We discussed this last week. All the others, it seems like the chemical ones, you absorb enough of the chemicals to worry about liver toxicity. So if you wear one of the chemical ones, scrape it off, get it off, wash it off as soon as you get inside. But even better, just use micronized zinc. So you don't have to use the chemical ones. I just saw ads yesterday that have that are advertising one of the chemical ones, an SPF 100. You need an SPF 100 like you need an extra hole in your head. SPF 30 means you're reducing 97% of the rays. To get to 99%, why would you pay that much more and risk that much more toxicity from the chemicals? Don't do it. Next story, and the last story I want to, is that seniors who feel their life has purpose live longer. I enjoy making plans for the future and working to make them a reality. My daily activities are important to me. I have a good sense of what I'm trying to accomplish. I live life for the future, not just one day at a time. If you answer yes to those and you're one of the 6,985 people in the study, you're going to live about 4 years longer and with less disability. That's the important thing. Have purpose in your life, and remember that you can take control of it. One last story, weight training in women who had never exercised, and they just started with low, small hand weights and then worked upward over a 6-month period, decreased hot flashes from about 6.6 per day to about 4 per day, or about a 30% reduction. Of course, aspirin plus hormone therapy would probably reduce it 100%. The key stories: don't fall for fake advertising on the cover. If you will, those veggie straws or veggie chips are fake. Get your blood pressure under control and blood sugar. That's great for you. Drinking red, white, or spirits, wine, a little bit helps you. And remember to write your congressman and senator about keeping the air quality standards, making it difficult for particulates to get in your air. Thanks very much. This is 947A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be back next week. Remember, the A segments are always the segments on what the medical news of the week is and why what it's important for you. The B segments are the guest of the week, and we have a great guest coming up for you this week. I'm not going to give it away. Very fake tease. So you're going to have to listen to the B segment. You can download us anytime at iHeartRadio or RadioMD.com or Apple Podcasts or a lot of other places. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and Dr. Mike Roizen saying, I hope you choose to live at the top of your curve till near the end. Thanks for listening.